Welcome back to the Levels Podcast, guys. I'm your host, Mason Boroff, and I'm here with my amazing co-host, Brianna Betts. How's it going
Hey,
today,
and how are
Brianna?
you?
Good. Can't complain. I mean, we had some technical difficulties before this podcast, so things are definitely a lot better now. We're still working out the kinks, guys. You know, nothing's perfect, but we're gonna get better. You guys are gonna love it, and you don't even know what happened, so that's the best
Yeah,
part,
it's
right?
always so frustrating when you have like everything going wrong and then you want it to go right. But we're back, we're here, we're ready to go.
No, literally though, and just to like build on that, I feel like that's like a great sort of like segue into a lot of different things. And just kind of like what I want to talk about in this episode is, you know, things don't always need to be going perfect. Like last week, we definitely had, I mean, me personally, I had a rough week just because I started off the week super, super strong, but then I lost so much momentum by Friday. Like I literally lost everything. I feel like I was just so drained. I was just in a really negative headspace and like it just was not good. For the business, for the podcast, for anything. Like, that's why we didn't record last week because I just didn't feel good. And that's been one thing I've been really focusing on this week for like me, my clients, like everything. Like, so many people just don't understand how important it is just to really keep yourself in line and in check. I know people talk about like mental health all the time and stuff, but I feel like it's more than that. It's like it's physical health, it's like gut health, it's so many different things that so many people just kind of overlook, especially when you're grinding so hard day to day, right? Like if I'm working 12 hours a day because I have so much stuff to do, it's hard to take care of yourself, but you still need to make time for that. And yeah, that's just one thing, like just reflecting on last week that I really just learned. And I mean, not learned, kind of I feel like just remembered again, right? I feel like that's a better sort of way to
Yeah,
put it.
and we're all human. It's so hard to keep track of all of your habits and stay on top of everything. And like you said, it's every little thing that you need to make sure you have like on track and that's right so that your day goes well. And I think that's why our lives are so up and down. But there's so many different resources that you can use to try and help you get back on track. I recently read Atomic Habits, which is such a great book. You guys should all check it out. I listened to it on Audible. And there's just so many little tips and tricks. I think I listened to it like about a month ago now. And now I've seen how the effects of reading it and implementing all these little things into my life to try and stick to good habits and break bad ones. And that's so important to being productive, running a business. You need all these little things to keep you going.
No, seriously though, and like you can only work so much, right? It's like even these past couple of days, I've been working like an insane schedule just to really make sure everything's being taken care of. But I'm still making time for myself, like with everything. You know, it's like Monday morning, which is a couple of days ago. I was up at like 2 a.m. and I was literally doing work from like 2 a.m. to like 5 a.m. Right, and then I got like a couple hours of sleep after that. And like before that, it's like I slept from like 10 to like 2. So it's like I'm just trying to like make everything work and just keep energy levels up too, because I mean, you can only work for so long. Like, it's really hard to work for 18 hours straight. People do it, but I don't think they're getting their best work done. For me personally, it's like I'm a lot better if I just go sleep for a couple hours, get back to it, right? And then just kind of just dive headfirst into a bunch of tasks. And it might sound crazy to some people, but I feel like we're in that time period right now where we're just going extra on everything, right? Like, we're in overdrive and we have to be. Because we want to deliver results for our clients. That's the most important part. You know, it's like we have such a good opportunity, and everyone who works with us, they all say the same thing. Like, we're putting in the work, we're very passionate about what we do. And many other advertisers, many other designers, many other marketers, they just don't deliver at the level we deliver because we care so much about our clients that we're willing to wake up in the middle of the night to get stuff done, right? Most people, they're not doing that. And that is why they are failing. That is why they're not just having clients stay with them for years at a time, right? It's like we go above and beyond for everybody that we work with, and it shines through every single day. And I feel like people love it just because we're very responsive. And again, it's like we're getting stuff done. Like I'm sending out emails at 3 a.m. sometimes, and people see that, they notice it, and they're like, damn, you're crazy, but this is what we want, right? It's like they want somebody on top of it, just getting stuff done because that's what they're paying for at the end of the day. There's so many people out there that are just doing a half-ass job. And when you work with Dancy Chicken Media, that is not the
Yeah.
case.
And you have to do it in a way that works for you. Like you're saying, this isn't for everybody, and everybody has a different schedule. And you need to do it in a way that you avoid burnout because there's not going to be any positive result if you're doing, you know, 24-hour days, 5 days in a row, and then you burn out for a month and you like have nothing to give. Yeah, but sometimes I'm surprised. We had a bunch of client calls this week, like new clients coming in and just having like initial calls with us. And I swear, in almost every single one, I heard the client say, yeah, I've been burned so bad by an agency before, so I really just want to make sure. And like, then they would ask us all these questions. And sometimes I'm surprised that we even get, like, they even book calls with us because we're labeled as an agency. And I just, it's just so shocking to me that like they like us because we're different. We do these things. We answer emails late. We're always on top of stuff. But it's very interesting to me, like, how these other agencies even run their business when they're, you know, making these people pay so much money a month and delivering nothing.
Yeah, no, literally though. And that's the thing. Not all agencies are created equally. It really comes down to who's running it, the team behind it, and who you're working with on a daily basis, because there's so many agencies. Like, we just signed this client who's actually a Y Combinator client, huge for us. It's going to be a great opportunity. And I'm really looking to just prove what we can actually do, because they were paying an agency $30,000 per month before they hired us. And they aren't even paying close to that. They're paying a fraction of that every single month for our fee. And we're going to deliver more than that $30,000 agency, guaranteed. And that's what is really crazy. There's so many people out there who sell you this pipe dream, and they somehow get these clients on board to pay them $30,000 for a few months, and then they're out, right? They churn the client, they're not delivering results, and they just made an extra 60 grand. It's very crazy to me how so many business owners, they just get burned by these big companies. And I get it. I wouldn't want to work with another agency after that. However, you need to work with one, right? You need somebody there who could actually help you with your marketing, help you with your advertising, help you with your strategy, and especially somebody who's working with multiple clients, right? You could hire somebody to be full-time in-house, but they're not going to have the same expertise because we're working with over 20 different clients in many different industries. So we're seeing so many different results, so many different strategies, and we know what's working because we're working with so many different people. So we actually understand what goes into making winning campaigns for a variety of industries. And most people, they just don't have that, right? They just aren't getting results. They're just going in circles every single month trying to get new clients, and it doesn't work out well in the long run.
Yeah, 100%. And we started, I mean, you can probably talk a little bit about this, the landing page that we're running now and the email campaign that we're doing. But sometimes I think like a lot of people probably look at our page and are like, oh, you know, just another agency. And that's probably why they don't end up booking a call. And I wish there wasn't this air around agencies. And I wish, you know, people would act more in the way that we do. And because instantly we get on a call with somebody and instantly they're like, oh, great. Like, let's book another call if we want to work with you. They just need to talk to us at the end of the day and realize, you know, who we are. We're not just salespeople. We don't just sell you a bunch of stuff and then don't do anything about it. We're real people who give you real results. And like, you especially are really like honest with your clients, and you tell them exactly what's up, even if it's not what they want to hear. And that's the way that you should run your business. You know, you shouldn't be selling this pipe dream. You're never going to build that trust and that credibility. And you're really good at building that trust, building that credibility with these people, because you tell them exactly like what's going wrong. And even like, we had a couple calls this week that they were like, yeah, we want, you know, reports and stuff. And you're like, oh yeah, like here's one that I did today. You're constantly like giving people reports and telling exactly like how it goes. And they're like, oh yeah, okay, I get why you're saying this. I totally understand what you're doing. Cause at the end of the day, people want to learn about the business too. They don't, I mean, some people want, you know, you to just run it and they don't even want to think about it. But a lot of people want to know, okay, what is it exactly that you're doing with my money? And, you know, I'd like to learn a little bit about this too.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and it all really comes down to transparency, right? It's like, if you're transparent, I feel like that goes the furthest with everybody. There's so many people that are just selling snake oil out there. They're hiding behind so many messages. They don't reply for 12 hours because they're not doing anything and they don't know how to reply to you, right? We reply instantly because stuff is actually happening. If somebody asks me a direct question like, hey, how are the ads going? I will tell you within a couple minutes because I'm the one actually running the ad campaigns. You're not being outsourced to anybody. Whereas with most agencies, they're outsourcing you to somebody in India. No offense, but that is literally what they're doing. They're literally taking your money that you're paying over here for somebody in the US, and they're outsourcing to somebody who doesn't even understand the culture. They don't even understand your business or brand at all, right? I'm the one who's actually making the strategies. I'm running the ad campaigns. We have Brianna who's actually managing the operations. We have killer designers. And we're just on point with everything that we do. And that's what really differentiates us, right? We're just very much involved in our clients' work, and we care about it. I tell my clients all the time, if they're not getting good results, I don't sleep well at night. Honestly, I'm waking up in the morning and I'm like, oh, okay, hopefully they got some results this morning. If not, how can I pivot and how can I get them some results, right? That is literally my mindset with everything. I'm not here just to let it run for 2 or 3 weeks and hope it all works out, right? That's not how you have successful ad campaigns, because at that point, you're just burning money. And that's something a lot of people do like about us and like about me is I don't waste their ad spend. You know, I am very, very, very careful with the amount we're spending because I know we cannot get that back. It's one thing for me to refund you our agency fee, but it's another thing to get ad spend back from Facebook. That is not happening any day of the week, right? Once that money is gone, it is gone. If you spend $1,000 a day and you're not getting results, you are burning $1,000 a day. So we start slow, we start small, we show you the results, we show you the traction, and we build it up from
there. Yeah. And sometimes, you know, there's nothing we can do when Facebook is having issues. We run into this over the past month where we're like, oh, okay, especially for our ads too. We're like, okay, something's going wrong with Facebook because it's just not giving us the results that we usually and normally get. And in that case, you tell the client, like, here's what's up. I'm seeing this with all my other client stuff too. Like, Facebook is just having an issue, and you be transparent with them so that they know we're not just wasting your ad money. Like, this is what's actually happening. But to piggyback off your first point that you made, when I first joined this team and working with you, I watched a ton of videos on YouTube about agencies and, you know, different people, like how to run businesses and how to, you know, just make money on your own being an entrepreneur. And exactly like you're saying, this one guy was like, you don't need any skills to make money. He was like, all you need is to hire people to do it for you. And like you're saying, I think this is what people do. They go, okay, I have no idea how to run ads. I know this is a really good marketing like business and this will be really profitable. So I'm just going to hire some guy across the world who knows how to do it for me. But you lose that crucial connection when you're talking to the clients and you have no idea what you're talking about because you have somebody doing it for you and, you know, you can't explain to them what's going on, where we have that because you are running them yourself.
No, exactly. And it's like some weird sort of inception in a way, because you literally have these gurus out here who are teaching people how to make over $10,000 a month, right? And they're literally telling people, go start an advertising agency, get clients, promise them the world, right? They're literally saying that, guys. Like, they're literally saying, promise them you could actually get them results, give them a guarantee, all of this, right? And then go out and find somebody who can actually deliver results for you. You know, it's not going to work out well. I've worked with a couple white label agencies who all cannot deliver results. And they were all sold this pipe dream too, where it's like, okay, I want to make $10,000 a month. I need to start an agency. I need to go call a bunch of people, do a ton of cold calls, right? Sell them on services. And then I'll figure out how to deliver the services. It does not work out, right? And that's why you have all these agencies who are selling you this crazy dream. They're getting paid 20 or 30K a month and they're not doing anything, is because they don't even understand their business at the core level. They don't understand what it takes to actually have profitable ad campaigns, have successful ad campaigns, and even make well-designed creatives, right? That's something else I could totally go on a tangent about, but everybody loves what we do in the design realm because it goes hand in hand with the advertising. Anybody could set up ads. You listening to this, you watching this clip, you could set up ads if you go watch a video. It is not rocket science, but setting up ads and designing a really good strategy with well-crafted creatives behind that strategy is difficult to do. And that's where we actually
shine. Yeah, completely. And it's just so interesting, like you're saying, these people are preaching that this is the model to do it. And this churn and burn, I don't know how, like, it's profitable. Of like, we were talking about this one client who paid $30,000. And I just think, like, how are they like running their business? Are they getting a new client every month that pays this $30,000 and then leaves them, and then that's how they run it? I don't know, because they clearly didn't know what they're doing, what they were doing. They didn't get this guy any results or anything that he wanted, or teach him anything. Because he was like, you know, I don't even care if you don't get me results, just at least like let me know what's going on so I can learn a little bit too. And they couldn't even do that. And so I just wonder, like,
And that's scary. No, then that's like really scary though, because it's how like you have a client coming to us and he's literally that Y Combinator client where he has a lot of funding behind him. He has a lot of good resources, a great network, but he's not learning anything at all from working with a $30,000 a month agency, right? It's like you should at least learn something. So that means they're doing a really, really bad job. He was so impressed because I told him, yeah, I'll literally send you a Loom video when I'm setting up the ad campaign so you could actually see what I'm doing and I could walk you through it, right? Most people won't do that because they can't. They have somebody overseas who can't speak English setting up the campaign for them. That is literally the issue, and that is the root cause of a lot of problems. It's just you don't have somebody running your stuff. It's some third-party person who does not care at all, right? We actually care. And yeah, it's wild. It is so crazy what's out there.
And I say, like, you, like the guy that I watched the video said, you don't need any skills. And I guess you do need the skills of sales, because that must what these people are so good at, because they sell these people these huge packages, get them in, and then it doesn't work out. And but it's like, if you're so good at sales, go join an agency and be a caller, a cold caller for them, and get like profit off of that. I think it's like the wolf on Wall Street, like live that life, like do that. Why are you trying to like run this furniture and agency? Like do something else with your skill, you know?
And that's honestly what a lot of them end up doing, quite frankly. Like they literally will run that fake agency for a few months, be like, I hate this sucks, let me just go do sales, right? Because at the end of the day, sales is interesting, right? Because when you're running an agency, you could sell it through the moon if you want to. Like you could literally sell it to you could say whatever you want to sell the client. You could say, I'll freaking build you a multi-million-dollar house for your $1,000 fee as well. Like you could literally say anything you want to freaking get that client to sign, right? But it doesn't mean you could actually deliver, right? And that's the issue with people who are so sales focused, right? On our calls, we're not really trying to sell people, right? I'm really trying to see if you're the right fit, if we could actually work together and get you results and understand your core problems and how I could actually address them, right? I'm not here to sell you. I mean, yes, I really do want your money at the end of the day, right? It's like that's definitely kind of the goal of my business. However, I'm here to build the long-term relationships so that way I can have you pay me money for years to come, right? I don't want you to pay me for 2 or 3 months and then I'm chasing somebody else. No, I want you to pay me for 2 years while you're making a ton of money off the back of my work. That is literally all I want to do, plain and simple. It's very straightforward, and that's why I'm so transparent, right? It's like, that is literally how my business works. Very, very simple, right? It's the only way it works. I need to deliver results. Yeah. That's it.
I always think you're a jack of all trades because you can do almost anything. Like you can run the ads. You have like so much experience with like design and everything else. But then I also think like, wow, he's really good at sales. He like can do all this stuff. But then I like started to notice being on these calls that it's more that you know what you're talking about that sells itself. It's not that you're actually good at sales. It's that you're good at what you're talking about and know what you're doing that like people are like, okay, yeah, like let's do this thing. I don't know. It's an interesting thing.
And that's what, right? It's so simple though. It's so simple. It's like, if you're good at what you do, it's like, it's not very hard to actually sell it. And that's the thing. And that's why long-term, I think we're going to be really successful. And anybody who works with us is going to be very successful because we care. We're trying to build a long-term business here. We're going to keep growing and we're going to keep delivering results. I'm going to keep educating myself. Advertising is going to change over the next few years, guys. If you're watching this clip right now and you're a business owner, it is going to change and you need to be with a partner who is actively on the front lines trying to figure out what the next thing is, whether it's the next TikTok, the next new ChatGPT sort of AI thing that's going to leverage everything in your business, right? There is so much on the horizon that you need to be looking out for and you need to be running your business. You don't need to be focusing on this stuff. That's why you need a good partner like us who could actually do this for you. And that's where a good agency comes into play. You need an agency, like I said, but there are just so many bad actors in the space that you need to really do your due diligence, find the right person, find the right partner, and then stick with them for a while, assuming they actually deliver results. Obviously, it's like they need to deliver, and that's what we do. So reach out to us, guys, please. I would love to have a conversation with you for 5 or 10 minutes just to chat about you, your business, your goals. You know, we don't even need to make it into some whole big long call. It's like, no, let's just touch base. Let's see if we're the right fit and go from there, right? I'm a pretty chill dude at the end of the day. Brianna's pretty chill as well, right? We're not here to scare you and really spook you into some deal. I'm really here just to give you as much value as possible, right? Get on a free audit call. I will literally run through your whole business and show you exactly what I would do. You could steal it, implement it yourself. I don't really care. I just want to provide value. That is all that I am about.
And Rick, we have, like Mason saying, some free strategy calls. We have a free guide. We'll link everything down below in this episode. So if you're interested, you can go to our site, look at everything, get some free info if that's all you want. But if you want to book a call with us too, we're super more than willing to chat and, you know, do a free audit and talk about, you know, what's going on in your business and how can we improve it.
Yeah, definitely. And honestly, please, if you're not making more than like 5 to 10 grand a month with your business, I wouldn't say that you're in the spot to actually hire an agency right now either. I think you're still in that spot where you need to kind of work out some of the kinks yourself before you really invest a lot of money into an agency, right? Because our fee on top of the ad spend and everything is something you have to consider and you need to be ready for it. You know, that's where a lot of people mess up, where they try to jump into some sort of agency relationship, but they are not cash flow ready, right? They're very stressed about the cash flow and it's just not going to work out because they're going to be way too involved with everything, right? I don't want to get into it, but just keep that in mind, guys. But other than that, I really hope you guys learned a lot from this episode. I know it was a lot more business-oriented and really focused on advertising and what we do, but I think it's a good foundational episode because we're going to start having some guests come on soon. And anyone who's listening to this, hopefully you're just getting as much value as possible. You know, that's really all we're trying to do, whether it's value from ads, marketing, value from our life experience and all the lessons we're learning, right? Even stuff about mental health and making yourself better every single day, right? Hopefully you're getting something from this and we really appreciate you listening.
So hopefully we'll catch you guys next time and thanks for tuning in.
Take it easy. Have a good rest of your day. Peace.
Let's go. That was nice.